So I pursued it, and my fellow Democrat precinct committeeman decided that I should take the position, and here I am.
Now, come 2020, you will no longer be mayor, and you won't be on city council either, correct?
Correct.
Do you still want to serve in some capacity?
Well, I serve in a lot of things I do. I don't tell people sometimes some personal things I'm involved in, like I delivered Meals on Wheels when my church had it for years. One time I got a call, hey, I didn't know you did. I said, don't put in a paper. I'm not doing that for political reasons. And I'm involved in the Lorain High School Booster Club treasurer, believe it or not, you know. And so I do a lot of things to keep me busy. Now, who knows? Like they say, never say never, you know. And I'm a believer in that. And so I would never close the door on anything. I like to be involved.
What do you see your role then in for the next 5-6 months? What is it that you'll be doing, or what do you think?
Well, there's a couple changes I put in that lines of authority, and I think to know where the problems are and be able to address them. I am going to propose to city council that we put a park levy on this in a couple of weeks, because our parks, we've got jewels, and they haven't been maintained primarily because of money. And so I'm going to propose that. And there's a couple things I want to do with. I think the sweeps that they were doing on every, just knocking on every door and citing everybody, I just don't think that's the way to do it. I think we could accomplish things in a more friendly manner.
When you look at the streetscape project, we can see it right out the window here at the United Way. Your thoughts on that and what it could mean to downtown?
Well, I think what the advantage Lorain has versus all the cities that are like us that have lost manufacturing jobs and were really doing well years ago, the big advantage is you can't create that river and that lake. And I am a firm believer in that, always have felt that. Now, since the steel plant, of course, we don't have the shipping coming in. Now we have the finger piers. We have a lot of opportunity for development. I was complete favor of the streetscape. But even without it, there was a big move by people, young people, and others who wanted to come into Lorain. These fine old buildings, you don't get, you know, you go into restaurants, it's all glass, all leather, it's all the same. You've got some real character here, especially if some of the buildings, you rip off the walls and you see the brick and you see you can't create that. And I think that's a big asset. And we're well on our way. I really firmly believe that.
I remember being at a news conference, and I just want to throw out maybe 25 years ago. I'm not sure on the time. You probably are. But you were there, and plans were unveiled to bring Ohio's first casino right down here, stone's throw from where we are today. When you look back at that time, do you think, man, I wish that would have happened, or maybe it just wasn't the right time?
Well, that's true. I think we were ahead of our time. There's no question about that. But had we done that in 1988 when I proposed that, and it passed the House in 1989, and then some special interests, primarily the racetracks, was able to kill that project. And it was unfortunate, because I believe it would have been a absolute asset to the city, because that shipyard, even though we have the development there, that's where it would have went. The whole neighborhoods, we were taken out, like they say, casinos come in and take all the businesses, sort of like Walmart tries to do. It wouldn't have done that at all, because there was really nothing there to take away. And I really believe it would have been, and the way it was designed, it would have been, you know, travel tourism, go to Toronto, go to SeaWorld, go to Cedar Point, you know, stay here. I really believe it would have been a success. I really do. And that's much why I always used to say I like living in Ohio, because when I was legislature, if we ever had a nuclear attack, in 10 years we would be able to move to somewhere where it's clear Africa before it hits Ohio.
You know, I always remember that casino, or at least that they had the model in the Broadway building there, and it was always hard to see that. And now that building has become another focal point. You know, what was the history of that building? You've seen it kind of go through changes, and now it's kind of somewhat coming on its way back, and the hope for that.
Yeah, well, that, you know, when we did the casino, and I was the first time ever got $1.5 million into that hotel when Spitzer was going to renovate it. And that hotel, to me, it was elegant, but when you walked in, you felt at home. It wasn't so ostentatious that you, can I sit here? You know, and it really was. And at that time, the 69 rooms, there was like 30 Ford, U.S. Steel, and Lorain Products had, they took rooms all the time for the people coming in and out when we were doing well. And so then when the diminish of those jobs, that hurt the hotel. But I'm not sure they ran it well. Seriously, I mean, in my opinion, but I'm glad it's being renovated, and I think it'll be full most of the summer, I'll tell you that. And Mark, you know, we do weddings, reunions, funerals. I mean, there's a lot of marketing. I think people would coming into town with family. I think it's going to be very successful. I hope so.
Do you have any idea where that model is?
No, I don't. I'm going to have to ask Tony if he's Giardini. He might, you know, because Tony was involved in that. And
maybe it's at the Historical Society by now, where a lot
you
of
never know.
You never know where there's never, things.
Now, Liza Minnelli was going to open that with possibly Frank Sinatra, believe that or not. Because I personally, one day, Alan called me up. What are you doing Saturday morning? I said, well, he said, why don't you come? He was living at by Cedar Point in those condos up there. And he says, so Liza Minnelli's here. I said, yes. Sure. I said, so the Queen Elizabeth's mowing my lawn. So I went there. There's Liza Minnelli. And she was, Ellen and her got involved when they, the automobile dealers, he was a chairman of one charity. I can't believe it. She was real big in. And she told me that if that casino goes, she will open it. And then we went to Las Vegas, and we went to see Sinatra, you know, and so it would have been unbelievable. Seriously, I really believe that.
That's fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Sure, we could have been.
Things like that. But timing is everything, getting people involved. It sort of shows the impact of politics and sort of, I don't want to say backroom dealings, but people who are looking for agendas of what one thing on the face of it looks one way. And, of course, that was a whole different time before the entire state decided that gambling was okay and that we can go ahead and
yeah, but they started way too late. Yeah. You know, there's now they're everywhere.
Right.
At that time, there was Las Vegas and Atlantic City. There was no Indian reservations. There was nothing. And Ohio, and you're talking on the lake. It wasn't sitting in the middle of nowhere off a highway.
Right.
This was a planned, really economic development. It would have been a total success,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah. Well, you can't live in the past. You have to deal with what the future is, and you have to go through. And there's lots that are taking place. And but as always, as every year, the Canadian soldiers return as they're here in Lorain, which is a sign of obviously the health of the lake, but also we know that the festival season is starting.
Yes.
You're going to spend some time at the International this weekend?
I always do. It's one of my, that and the Hall of Fame dinner is two of the best occasions because you see people that you really don't see but once a year because they come out, you know, and there they are, especially Hall of Fame too. And these people come visit their families, and I'll run into people I haven't seen in 30 years. It's kind of neat.
Right. And they'll call you mayor like they did then, but this time it'll actually
be true. Oh, they call
me
a lot of things. Yeah. But I'll tell you, I've always said this is a great town. It's got great people. It always has. They're hardworking, you know, and we take a bad rap. And I get a little tired of, because perception's reality. I'll tell you a little story when I was mayor years ago, and I heard this. I was doing a wedding. And I heard one of the people out there, a view out that window is pretty good. That's why my desk doesn't face it, you know, with the lake. And she, I've never seen this. So I said, come on in here. We'll look at the lake. She's just marvelous. I've never seen the lake from Lorain. I said, well, where are you from? Wellington. I said, well, she's about 40 years old. I said, you've never been to Lorain, Lake View? Oh, you can't go to Lorain. Now, that's a 47-year-old lady who felt that way 20 years ago.
Yep.
So perception's reality, and that's why I think we've got to focus on the positives, you know. And we focus on the negative too much everywhere now.
Right.
And with what's going on in Washington, I think, is a catalyst for that.
Well, we appreciate you stopping in this morning as we are talking with folks for Lorain, as we spotlight Lorain, showing all the good things that are taking place. And as I speak, a nice bright ray of sunshine is coming in the front window here of our on Broadway. We're at the United Way.
Is my wife here? No.
Yes, almost. 10 minutes now before 8 o'clock. We've got more coming up. As we